You're listening to SBS News.
The UK has not been afraid to publicly hold Moscow responsible for attacks on British soil. The assassination of Alexander Litvinenko with radioactive tea and the nerve agent poisoning of Sergei and Yulia Skripal, the two highest profile examples. But the British government's response, or lack thereof, to claims of Russian election meddling is coming under scrutiny. A cross-party report has found that Russia attempted to influence the 2014 Scottish independence referendum. Yet when it came to the Brexit referendum 2 years later, the government and intelligence agencies failed to investigate allegations of interference by the Kremlin. Stuart Hosey is one of the MPs who authored the report.
The committee found it astonishing that no one in government had sought beforehand to protect the referendum from such attempts, or investigated afterwards what attempts to influence it there may have been.
Completed in March last year, but kept under wraps by Downing Street until now, the Russia report accuses successive governments of taking their eye off the ball when it comes to Moscow. The current government rejecting calls for an inquiry into foreign interference in the Brexit vote and denying the suggestion it has ignored the Russian threat. Here's British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab.
I think if you look, we've got a long period recognising the enduring and significant threat posed by Russia to the UK, including in relation to cyber. Russia is a top national security priority.
The report also examined how wealthy Russians are able to buy influence in the British establishment. It found that illicit funds are often recycled through what's become known as the London laundromat, and that questions are rarely asked about the source of such unexplained wealth. Kevin Jones is a British Labour MP.
Successive governments have welcomed Russian oligarchs and their money with open arms. And there is a lot of Russians with very close links to Putin who are now very well integrated into both UK business, political and social scene.
The Kremlin has labelled the report Russophobia, spokesman Dmitry Peskov denying any Russian involvement in the Brexit campaign.
Russia has never interfered in electoral processes in any country of the world, neither in the United States, not in Great Britain, or in other countries.
Relations between Britain and Russia were already cold. They're even frostier now. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.